Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. We are announcing Dennis Tan's participation in our upcoming Mission Matters book. So Dennis Tan is the owner and the franchise owner and strategic partner over at Schooley Mitchell. And Dennis, I just want to say first off, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. Good to be here.
All right, Dennis. So I'm excited to talk about the work that you're doing over at Schooley Mitchell and really how you're helping business owners save and also maximize resources. So what does that mean? We'll get into that because a lot of business owners and executives that listen to this show, and hey, they can save money and maximize resources. I mean, you're creating a lot of win-win scenarios. And I'd also like to get into maybe some of the writing that you'll be submitting and that we'll be publishing for you. We're not going to let the audience in on everything and all of your writing because we do sell books, so we definitely want authors our audience to pick up the book when it goes live, and we'll be bringing you back on the show for a second interview once that happens. So for everybody watching, don't worry, we'll be bringing Dennis back as well. But we'll start this episode the way that we start them all. We start it with our Mission Matters Minute. So Dennis, we at Mission Matters amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Dennis, what mission matters to you?
Well, the mission that matters to me is I can find value when I help a client out and that they appreciate the work I do for them, because at the end of the day, I like to make customers happy. It's very rewarding to have customers appreciate what you do.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line to share why they do what they do, how they're doing it, and really how they're making a difference in the marketplace, which you are. Maybe just to kind of get us started, tell us a little bit more about your entrepreneurial journey. Like, how did you get started on this path?
Well, by profession, I am a marketing professional. And after working for several companies and several large organizations, I felt like it would be better for me to start my own business and be able to help business owners, help them find ways to save more money so that they can improve their bottom line for their business. It's a journey that I took and realized that, you know, after working with so many people, it was just great that if I can help them out personally and professionally, that they would appreciate me better. Appreciate the services that I provide. It's just to help them stay on track with their expenses. And the amazing thing is how much I'm able to help them save a substantial amount. That's something they have tried before and failed, and you know, they came on board with me and realize that, hey, there's so much savings to be found. We really appreciate your help that you did for us.
That's great. And I know that you have a very unique vantage point because you work with a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs out there, and we all learn, right? We learn from the ups, the downs, everything in between. If you could go back and maybe tell that Dennis that was just getting started as an entrepreneur or a business owner, if you could give him some tips, obviously with the benefit of hindsight, right now being an experienced business owner and working with so many other business owners, what kind of advice would you give that Dennis that was just starting out?
Well, I said follow your dreams. There's always going to be hiccups along the way, but you know, if you know what you want, you know your end goal, just work hard and strive hard. Just keep going forward. You know, don't look back. You can learn from your past, but it's the past that makes you stronger as you move forward. So if you have a vision, you have a plan, and you know where you want to be at the end, just keep going forward, because you know you will get there somehow someday.
It's great. It's great advice. And it's one that, that as I look back, you know, at myself as a business owner and entrepreneur, you know, I'm probably 20 businesses in before Mission Matters. I mean, since I was a kid, of course, and I'm not 100 years old, so I'm probably 20 businesses in. And I think about kind of the ups and downs and everything in between. You're right. Like at the end of the day, you have to have some type of belief and you have to follow that dream because being an entrepreneur is not easy, right? Like there's going to be the down moments. And if you don't have that passion or that dream, that it's gonna be a tough road, right?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, if you have the drive, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, the resources will come to you, but always push forward.
Yeah. So I one thing I do want to bring up, because I noticed as we've gotten to know each other, and I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it up. So I know you're a Rotarian, member of Rotary, and I know there's a lot of individuals that maybe have heard of the organization and maybe some watching this that have always been curious and don't know quite so much. So as a fellow Rotarian, maybe just talk a little bit more about your participation in the organization, because I personally just think it's a great organization. So whenever I have a Rotarian on the line, I like to make sure we highlight them for a moment.
Definitely. Thank you, Adam. So I'm a member of the Rotary Club of Wausau here in Wisconsin. Yeah. And I'm also a Rotarian alumni because back in 1995, I was an interactor back in Singapore in a secondary school.
Wow.
So I've got Rotary blood in me.
I was going to say Rotary's in your blood.
And here in Wisconsin, in central Wisconsin, here in Wausau, I'm also the public image coordinator for the district level, District 6220.
Yeah.
What is it about Rotary? Rotary is... it's an international organization that puts service in the community. The motto of Rotary is service above self. Mm-hmm. And we always put ourselves first to make sure that we help the community, we help our neighbors, we help the international community with missions projects, and just making sure we have peace in the world.
Yeah.
You know, the idea to... combat against polio in the world. There's only 1% out there, actually less than 1%, mm-hmm. To eradicate polio. And there's so much work out there that we do for Rotary. It's amazing. I mean, from providing clean waters for third world country, you know, making wells so that people don't have to walk all day just to get water for their family. Locally here in our central Wisconsin community, we continue to help families in need. We help families fight against hunger. We provide food for them. We want to make sure that, you know, like say during a Thanksgiving or Christmas, we want to make sure families can enjoy a nice family meal. We do a lot of things here in central Wisconsin. So
awesome.
We partner with other nonprofit organizations to help them raise funds too. Mm-hmm. When there's a need and when there's a cause, we can count on Rotary, because together as business leaders, we come forward together and help the community in need.
Yeah, phenomenal organization. Love the story, the background, and just the work that's being done worldwide. International organization, big footprint, and have been making a difference for a long, long time. So thank you for sharing that. I just always like to bring Rotary up when I have Rotarian on the line. That being said, Dennis, let's switch it up a bit. So I want to talk a little bit about this book coming out. So first off, congrats on being selected as an author. When I saw your background and what you were planning on submitting, I was excited. So first off, congrats.
Thank you. I do have lots of comments about that too. Yesterday, my host family mentioned, like, Dennis, why are you writing a book? And it's one of those things where, well, just wait and watch and listen.
So let's give a little bit of a teaser here. I mean, what kind of things do you plan? Themes do you plan on? We won't give the audience everything because I'm going to bring you back on the show, as I mentioned, once the book's live, and we'll get in depth into your writing. But what are some of the things that you plan on talking about?
Well, you know, I plan on telling a little bit about, you know, why it's important to save money. Why is it important to take a look at your bills, your expenses every day, every month? You know, as we know that gas prices just keeps going up.
Yeah.
You know, everything is going to go up because everything is driven by gas prices, right? from the delivery of the food trucks to the store, if gas prices go up, you know, cost of goods are going to go up in general. So when that keeps going up, we have to make sure that you want business owners want to make sure that they are not overpaying for expenses that they should not be overpaying, because you never know where things are going to hit. It's very unpredictable right now. So if you can save money, you can cut your costs and improve your bottom line and save it for the rainy days that may be coming soon. I don't know when. Mm-hmm. You know, that's very important to every business owner. What can I do with what we're paying right now? If you can save money, that's good. You know, everyone's looking towards saving money. What I'm writing about is how businesses can reduce the expenses.
Mm-hmm. And what I love about this is that, like, this is what you do for a living and as a business. So when I thought about, like, okay, we all know we need to save money, but then, I mean, there's like the novice, like I'm a novice. So I'm like, okay, am I using that software? Am I using this? Am I using that? Maybe not. Okay, let's cancel it. But you're an expert, so, and this is what you do. So I want to maybe just take a moment and pause and maybe tell us a little bit about what it means to be a franchise owner over at Schooley Mitchell, and kind of why you decided this route. Because for everybody listening, like, this is if you're thinking as a business owner, obviously many times we're focusing on, you know, how do we increase sales? How do we increase revenue, right? But there's the other side of the balance sheet, are those expenses. Sometimes, I mean, there's just so much gold that's there sometimes. So let me pause. Yes. So Dennis, tell us a little bit more about what it means again to be a franchise owner over at Schooley Mitchell.
I'll share with you a little bit about my journey of being a franchise owner. You know, when I was looking at owning a business, I took a look at a variety of businesses that's out there. And Schooley Mitchell was the one that caught my eye, because I could provide businesses a free audit without charging them anything, provide them a free audit to see where savings can be found, which areas we can look at, how much savings there would be. And when we implement the changes, because we show them they can reap in lots of savings from the changes that we recommend them, that's where we share the cost. We just share the savings once we have found the savings for them. So it's almost a no-brainer to do a free audit and to just share the savings that we find, because we can find savings for you, and the savings are tremendously good. It's anywhere from 28% to, I've seen customers save over 50%, 56% on the expenses. And it's very, very good for us to help them find ways to save. You know, it's not something I'm selling you something ahead of the time and say, okay, if you pay us a couple of thousand dollars, we're going to do this service for you. Not necessarily, you might benefit from it, but the way Schooley Mitchell works is we do a free audit for you. Okay? And if we can find savings, we share the savings. If there's no savings to be found, then we just shake hands and walk away. You're good. You're optimized. Look at other areas you need to cut. You don't have to focus on your current statements. So that's the joy and the benefit of working with what I do, with Schooley Mitchell. If you work with me as cost reduction consultant, we find ways to help you save money.
And one of the things I like about the model is that when you think about this free audit model, it's like, if you don't find value there, if you don't find savings, then guess what? Then you know you're on the right track. But if you do, then there's opportunity. It's like you're just finding lost money, money that maybe could have been deployed elsewhere for the same types of services that would get you the same value, but maybe at a different cost point. Can you talk maybe just high level? Because I know it's going to vary from business to business, but maybe when we talk about savings, what types of services or what type of expenses, and I know we can't talk about everyone, but are included in this type of audit? Like, give us a little bit more there.
So at Schooley Mitchell, the type of cost categories we look at are your telecommunications, your internet, your phone, your cell phones. We take a look at merchant processing fees, your credit card fees, waste management, the bills you pay for your garbage company when you come and collect, or medical waste, electronic logging devices, small package shipping with UPS, FedEx, DHL. The other thing is fleet fuel, utilities, and electronic logging devices for over-the-road trucks. So these are the areas we take a look at, and generally we can find savings.
Yeah. And so these are big expenses. It's not, you're not saying, okay, you know, how can you save a couple of dollars here and there? Like, these are big. When you think about telecommunications, fuel, shipping, like these are expenses that have the potential to make a real impact. Depending on the business, of course, and what they spend on the services. Am I right? Am I off on that, or am I out right?
You're right on that. The thing is, you got to watch, you have to take a look at this. People look at their monthly statement and say, oh, this is a very small amount. Right. Yeah. But then when you do annual reports, that's an annual figure. So you got to remember that if you multiply your monthly expenses by 12, mm-hmm. that's a huge chunk of change, actually.
Yeah.
Compared to your annual revenue. So it may be a small amount that you see on your statement. But then if you add it, multiply it by 12 and you add it to your annual net income, mm-hmm. It's a big portion. It's a very big portion.
Now, when it comes to the types of businesses that you're able to conduct these audits for, is there a special like niche or industry or size of company? Like, give us a little bit of a feel for maybe who tends to get the most value out of working with you and your team.
I'll tell you right now, everyone benefits from it. Of course, the bigger the company, there may be more savings. There may be a higher value in savings. The percentage would be about the same, mm-hmm. But you never know. Yeah. I've helped businesses or nonprofit organizations, a small one, with, you know, if they have two phone lines, two internet, all the way to a window manufacturer that has lots of phones, lots of internet locations, you know. It all depends. I mean, at the end of the day, say for a nonprofit organization, every penny counts because they're nonprofit.
Absolutely.
They need the money to operate. They survive on grants, donations. Mm-hmm. So a nonprofit organization may be small, but it's very beneficial to do an audit, because when we can find them savings, it's just very helpful for them mm-hmm. to operate. From a manufacturing standpoint, mm-hmm. You know, you can have from five phone lines to 200 phone lines,
yeah,
or even more. And if you can save them 20%, even 20% on each line, that's a lot of money, because each phone line can cost anywhere from $15 to $30. Mm-hmm. And you're saving them $6 a phone line, say from a $30 standpoint, 20%, mm-hmm. $6, and you multiply it by 200, that's how much money you're saving them every month.
It's big.
It's big. It's really big.
And so how long does a typical audit take? Like, because I know sometimes, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs that watch something like this, they're like, oh, it's great. And like, but do I have time for this? Or like, is this going to be another thing? Like, how long does an audit and maybe the process take typically?
Well, all it takes is from me to the client, is a little bit of time for them to provide me with their statements. Mm. I may ask some questions just to do a fact finding to learn a little bit about why these features are used, how many lines they have, what kind of phones, what kind of machines, the devices they have. And the whys, right? Mm, why do you have this? Why do you have that? Mm-hmm. I take all that information, and my analyst is going to do a research, figure out what's best for them. If mm-hmm. there's certain features that they're not using, why you have it, or is there a feature that would benefit better for them?
Yeah.
And that process with my analyst would take about 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm.
Because we do a very deep dive, say for telecommunications, we go line by line item. Every line, we do an analysis to make sure that, you know, is that line calling international? Is that line calling South America or Canada, you know, what's beneficial for that particular line? How many minutes of time are you using? Are you using call waiting? Are you call forwarding? Mm-hmm. Everything you can think of. So it's very detailed when we do that audit. And hence it can take about 6 to 8 weeks for us to come back with a value report that we present to the client. So
that's awesome though. So you're extremely thorough, but the main thing here is that other than providing the information, the initial information, like the, you know, the statements and, you know, some fact finding, of course, you got to ask some questions so you can learn about the business. Mm-hmm. But other than that, your team is doing all the work. So the business owner just kind of is sitting back and waiting for their, for the end and the end report, which again is not costing them anything, right? To get that report done. So it's just a huge win-win because obviously when the report comes back, if there's, you know, some savings there, then boom, you both win. You're in business, right?
Definitely. Yes.
Oh man. It's just a lot of wins in this scenario, Dennis.
that's why when my clients work with me, they really appreciate the work they do because they don't have time to do this. They don't have time to sit on a phone for half an hour to call customer service.
Not going to happen for sure.
No. Definitely.
Even though it makes sense, but it's not going to happen. You got to run your business. You don't have time for that.
Yep. Definitely.
So Dennis, first off, again, excited to have you in the upcoming book, excited to introduce you and your services to my audience. That being said, if somebody is watching this and they want to learn more and they want to connect with you after this, I mean, what's the best way for them to connect with you and your team?
I take all forms of communications. They can either reach out to me on my email, which is dennis.tan@schoolymitchell.com. Dennis with one N, I'm special. Or they can actually give me a phone call. My phone's always here, available. 715-318-6555. That's my line. To my office, and it'll come to my cell phone too.
Yeah.
Or even on social media. If you want to reach out to me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, I will respond to you pretty quick.
Yeah. That's great. I will put all this, by the way, we'll put all this information in the show notes so that my team will do that so that our audience can just click on the links, head right on over, check it out and connect with you and your team. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging with the platform, we're a platform that's all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share why they do what they do, how they do it, like what their passion is and what motivates them. For example, Dennis is all about helping business owners save money and really improve their bottom line based off of some savings. Him and his franchise over at Schooley Mitchell, I mean, doing great work in helping people in telecommunications, waste management, a bunch of other things, which he covered in the interview so well. Among others that maybe we didn't cover yet. So I definitely encourage you to head right on over and check out Dennis and his team. And also hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based entrepreneurs, executives, and experts coming up on the line, just like Dennis, that have their own mission and passion. And we don't want you to miss any of that. So definitely hit that subscribe button and catch some more episodes. And Dennis, really, it has been a pleasure having you on the show today. Excited to, of course, publish your work. I'm going to bring you back on the show, of course, to do a deep dive into your writing. And again, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been excellent.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for having me.